I had many departmental names. Never got promoted. I was kind of a maverick. Didn't show proper respect for the superiors at times.
Mm-hmm.
And the MOS Vice Department was the final name. And our major thing at the time, this was in a laboratory headed by Marty Lutzelter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Fine Line Devices Laboratory. The goal there was to keep shrinking down dimensions and design devices that could be used with these small dimensions. So the laboratory had essentially three things going. One was to get fine line photography. We had a great big electron beam machine that we invented, EBUS, and also getting into X-ray lithography and far UV lithography to get these small lines.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the machines to make the lines, but also the technology to use those lines to make devices. Now, when one had huge dimensions, you had a two-dimensional model for the devices. But as you made the devices smaller and smaller, the fact that the sources and drains on the MOS device, you went from a structure like this, where here was a source and there was a drain and a great big long plate in between the electrons go tootling down over here
mm-hmm.
at the drain, so it's a two-dimensional loop. But when you started making small devices, okay, where the source and the drain were very close together, it becomes a three-dimensional problem getting the charge from here over to there.
Mm.
And in the old days, it was fairly easy to do a calculation using this two-dimensional model. But when you got the three dimensions, we had to have three-dimensional models, which you had to do a finite difference calculation. This is solving a set of differential equations by making a whole bunch of little small boxes mm-hmm. in your computer, and takes a huge amount of computing space. And we were able to talk Bell Labs into buying a Cray computer. There were other reasons for getting the Cray computer, but probably the biggest one, because it had lots of dollars at the end of the rainbow, was to do simulations of devices.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do this experimentally, as I said, about 10 focal lithography steps, if you just want to do it by trial and error, you would have to make one of these devices. It would be weeks from starting an experimental device until getting it out the end, and then you had to try and figure out what was going on or what was going wrong. And a very slow, laborious, and very expensive
mm-hmm.
process. But if one had a good simulation program, well, you feed it to the Cray before you leave at night, and the result is sitting there in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very cheap in comparison. So that was one of the main things that I was involved in running a department that did both these simulations.
Mm-hmm.
And also looked at experimental results, because you'd come up with a good design, of course you have to try it out. see whether it really works.
Mm-hmm.
That little experimental fabrication group and the device group and the calculation group.
Mm-hmm.
All of which was against the order of things. We weren't supposed to be making advices for another group. We weren't supposed to do simulations because we weren't the simulation group.
Right.
But we did it anyway. Yeah. Did a good job.